اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد عجل
فرج. السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. Thank you so much, respected brothers, Brother Ali Nasser. Salaam alaikum. How are you?
Salaam, alhamdulillah.
Fine, inshallah. That's great. How about Hussein Rahullah? Salaam.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salaam wa rahmatullah. Fawad Haider, salaam alaikum. Are you good?
Yes, salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much. Alaikum salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح ويطوي
عثرة المجروح. So respected brothers and sisters, thanks for joining us again and listening to us. Inshallah, in this session we are going to continue learning about the Nun Sakina and Tanween rules. So alhamdulillah, we finished all the rules about Tanween and Nun Sakin. Just today, inshallah, in this session, we're going to have a quick review and some practices on the verses of the Holy Quran Kareem. And inshallah, then we'll go through the next rules regarding Mim Sakin. Nun Sakin finished and Mim Sakin. There are like three rules about Mim Sakin, then inshallah, we'll cover them. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Let's go, inshallah, but with reciting a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
So in previous session, we talked about the last topic that we covered was about ikhfa, right? So yes. Ikhfa means?
Hiding.
To hide or hiding. So like it is very important when we want to learn about Tanween or Nun Sakin rules, it is very important to understand and to know what is the following letter after Tanween or Nun Sakin. So based on that letter, we apply one of the rules. Yes?
Yes.
The next letter after Tanween or Nun Sakin, it's called the following letter. So if the following letter is from throat letters, six letters, yes? Hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. These six letters. So what rule is applied with these six letters?
Izhar.
The rule izhar with hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, and ghain. So whenever one of these letters come after tanween or nun sakin, you have to apply the rule izhar. And how do you apply the rule? Without
change.
Any changes, just read the Tanween or Nun Sakin. Minhu, ahadan, whatever, okay? For example, Hamza comes, Ayn comes, Kha comes, whatever. So, and whenever the letters from the Yermalun word, the word Yermalun, Ya, Ra, Ma, La, Waw, and Nun, one of these six letters, if they come, one of them, After تنوين or نون ساكن, what rule was applied?
إدغام.
What does it mean?
Merging.
We merge these letters, okay, the تنوين or نون ساكن to one of these letters, as if we put a تشديد or شدة on the top of one of these six letters. Yes.
Yes.
And that تنوين or نون ساكن will be
merged.
Skipped.
Yes.
Skipped. Yeah. We double that next letter. Yes. And also we had two types of إدغام, غنة, without غنة, and with غنة, these two types, okay, that we covered them all. So, and whenever the letter ba comes after تنوين or نون ساكين, the rule?
إقلاب,
which means changing, right?
Changing
the sound of تنوين or نون ساكين to a half meme. Yes?
Yes.
A half meme. So, and the sign of this إقلاب is also clear. A tiny meme or a baby meme is written on the top of the letter or beneath the letter with حركت فتحة كسر or ضمة.
Yes.
Okay? After تنوين or نون ساكين. Alhamdulillah, they were all these three rules. And for the rest of the letters, the rule was very easy. We have to apply the rule.
إخفاء.
Which means we have to hide the sound of the نون or
تنوين.
And we had two types of إخفاء. إخفاء with غنة with heavy letters. إخفاء with غنة with light letters. Light letters, we apply غنة lightly, yes? And heavy letters, we apply the rule. غنة but heavily. For example, يو, this is heavy. For example, فمن يوم. Look the sound. The sounds are different.
Yes.
One is kind of heavy. You open your mouth up and down. يوم. The sound is clear. Yes. It has like a, what do we say? A bass sound or something like that. Yeah. An echoing sound.
Yes.
فمن light one. Very
kind
easy.
Of reflecting.
Yeah, yeah. So that is the sound. فَمَنْشَ, for example, okay. أَنْذَرْنَاكُمْ. But with heavy ones, مَوْطَغَ. Look, why? Because you're close to a heavy letter and you're trying to read that heavy letter. That's why the sound of تنوين or نون ساكين kinds of becomes influenced or becomes affected with that sound of that heavy letter. For example, we say عذاباً, okay? But قاف is there, you say قا. It is a heavy letter, yes? عذاباً قا. قريباً. Because of the pronunciation of that heavy letter, okay?
Yes.
If that is a light letter, easily, you do not need to, for example, bounce your, echo your sound or something else, okay? فمن شاء, easily.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So these two types of إخفاء we had إخفاء with light letters, إخفاء with
Heavy letters.
That we applied the ghunna with these two types of letters. So alhamdulillah, we finished all of them. Now we just reviewed as well, okay? And if there is any question, you can ask me. If there is no question, we will continue. One more important point was here that about idgham with ghunna, we had like four exceptional cases. Do you remember those four words? That we have نون ساكين and we have يرملون letters after it, because they both occur in one word. This is an exceptional case. We do not apply the rule إدغام. The word صنوان,
yes.
قنوان, بنيان and دنيا, these four words.
بنيان and دنيا.
So, how do you apply the rule إدغام?
We don't apply.
You do not apply. Okay, good. What if you apply in these words? How it becomes?
Siwan.
Yeah, you skip the noon. Yes. And you double that letter waw. Siwan. But yes, that's wrong. Okay, what was the next one? Qinwan. Apply the rule idgham. Qinwan. It has another meaning. Sinwan has another meaning. Have you recited as Sinwan or Bunyanum Marsus? This is correct. But if you recite Buyanum Marsus, this is completely wrong because it has another meaning. Maybe it doesn't have any meaning. But Bunyanum Marsus, okay, this has the exact meaning that Allah Almighty has sent this ayah with that meaning, okay? So these four exceptional cases. Or you say Fi dunya wal akhirah. How do you apply the rule if you apply?
Fi
dunya wal akhirah. While dunya has another meaning, okay? Dunya has another meaning. So,
yes,
they do not match each other, okay? The meaning that Allah Almighty wants with the word dunya, but dunya, no. So, alhamdulillah, you learned all the rules about this tanween and nun sakin, these four rules. As I told you in the previous sessions as well, learning them is not important. But how to apply them is important. Because people, a lot of them, okay, they know, but they do not apply. Quran Kareem says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Why do you say things that you do not apply? Yes?
Yes.
Why do you learn things that you do not apply? If you learn all these rules, okay, and you do not apply them in the Quran as if it's equal to zero, nothing. Okay, so you have to apply every single rule that you study, you learn, okay? So at least we have to be able to apply these four rules. Like, for example, in a level like level one and level two, like at these levels, if we apply it, it's correct, not at the top level. Because it needs some time, okay, to practice and cover them, okay? I learned them like, because when I was a kid, like, not a kid, I mean, 10 years, 9 years old, I learned them, okay? And I didn't understand them. I was not able to apply them correctly. So when I grew up, like after many years that I didn't go to like Quranic courses anymore, like for 5, 6, 7 years. But after that, okay, when I started again and time and again, I practiced and I applied the rules, okay, the teachers told me, I learned. When I was listening to reciters, okay, when they were making mistakes, okay, applying the rules, okay, I was noticed, oh, here he made a mistake. Then I was trying to fix his mistake, okay, while listening to them. With myself, I was fixing, okay, that he had to, like, recite this way, he had to recite this ayah in this case, okay, in this way. Then, alhamdulillah, step by step, I learned. Now I'm good at applying the rules, okay, but if someone is better than me, that of course there are, they will understand that if I have mistake, they will understand that, okay? So, but it is very important for you to apply, but it takes time, okay? So don't worry, if right now you cannot apply all of them correctly, don't worry, okay? It needs time, okay? Inshallah, time makes it perfect, okay? So just you keep practicing. One very important point is here that I have to tell you, please go to page 578 of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Qiyam, okay? There is a special rule for page 578, ayah 27. Ayah 27. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. Do you see it? Okay.
Yes.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ Raq. There is a nun sakin, right? And after nun sakin, we have ra, the letter ra. What rule should we apply?
Marraq, we should.
Ah, idgham, yes? While you listen to the reciters, they recite this way. Wa qila man raq. No idgham.
Izhar.
Why?
No idhar.
Why they stop here?
They stop here. If you take a look, there is written a baby scene is on the top.
Yes.
So what does it mean? No.
Waqf.
No. Scene is the sign of sakt. Have you heard in Persian they say sakte? Sakte Marzi.
Yes.
Okay. Sakt, it means like kind of heart attack. Okay. So here, this sign tells you that you have to kind of break your breath. Okay. And just make a pause. Okay. Without taking another breath. With the same breath. Okay. وَقِيلَ مَنْ No other breath. The same breath. Just make a pause here. Do not read it. Do not connect them. وَقِيلَ مَنْ راق. Just a small pause, then continue. See you inshallah in the next session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. So we will be back. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان